This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a special program that is associated with the Wellwise Services Agency in Brooklyn. And I'm happy to have on the program the program manager for the Safe Haven program as part of the Wellwise Services, and Ryan Porter. Ryan, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
And first off, let's talk a little bit about, just kind of remind people of what Wellwise Services is all about.
Sure. So we're an area agency on aging, which means that we help to provide services across a region. Our region is Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale counties. And we provide many services for older adults ourselves. We also fund each of the county departments on aging who provide services as well to older adults. And so we act as a fiduciary for some of that, but also we provide direct services as well for older adults and people with disabilities in our region.
Okay, and one of those programs underneath that umbrella is Safe Haven. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So Safe Haven is a program that specifically tries to help elder abuse victims and also people with disabilities who are being abused or neglected or exploited to find safety, to get away from possibly abusive situations, and then connect with our array of services so that they can leave the abusive situation that they might be in and get to a place of safety to be able to rebuild their lives.
So. Now, Ryan, is this happening more than what we realize, this elder abuse?
It is, yes. It's much more prevalent, especially as the number of older adults increases. I think the statistic is about 10,000 people turn 65 every day across the country. And so we find that the demand for our services is also going up in general, but also specifically with elder abuse victims as well.
Now, usually, how do you find out about some of these situations? Are they referred to you, or how does that happen, Ryan?
Sure. So the main way is through referrals from agencies, but also we just get people calling us and who've heard about our program, or just in general trying to figure out what to do, who've been abused, whether that's physical or financial or otherwise. People will call and just be like, what do I do? Because, I got into a scam, or this happened to me, or that happened to me. And sort of, we can give advice, but then also sometimes most of the time we work directly with people to help remediate their situation.
That's what I was going to ask you too, is that there are many sides to elder abuse, and you mentioned a couple of them. One was about the physical abuse, but also the financial abuse as well. And mm-hmm. That seems to be very prevalent right now too, doesn't it?
It certainly is, yeah. There are people whose full-time jobs and then some is to try to take money from older adults.
Yeah. So. And unfortunately, we hear the situations almost every other day about that happening too, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So if they get referred to you, or they can call your office and to find out how they can get help then, Ryan?
Yes. Yes. And I can give you the phone number if you'd like that.
Yes, please.
So the phone number that they can call is 517-592-1974. They can ask to speak to an options counselor or to our intake department. And that's kind of the first step to connection to all of our services, but also to Safe Haven.
And the thing is don't feel as if this is something that is, a negative mark against you. It's just something
Correct.
That happens that needs to be corrected.
Absolutely. Yes. And it can happen to anyone.
Yeah.
And so, there's no shame in that at all.
Yeah. So they shouldn't feel ashamed about contacting your office and saying, I need help.
Not at all. And especially because it's completely confidential. And so it's not going to be, put anywhere without people's consent and without that being necessary, and we receive their consent.
Sure,
so it's
sure.
Very confidential.
And unfortunately, running a program like this costs money, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Because there are expenses in doing these things to be able to help out the those who are affected by this abuse.
That's correct.
So that's the reason why you're having a fundraiser.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Tell us about the fundraiser that you're going to be having.
Sure. So that is an event that we'll be having at WellWise Services Area Agency on Aging, which is in Brooklyn. The address is 107 Chicago Street. We'll be having that event on Thursday, June 26th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. It's a full dinner, catered dinner. We have some speakers lined up. One is someone from the prosecutor's office in Jackson County.
Okay.
And then we have someone from the this is a tongue twister a little bit. Let's see. The Michigan Prosecuting Attorneys Association.
I can see that's a tongue twister right there. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So the folks, their names are Kelsey Guernsey and Scott Elfelt, and they're both attorneys, and they'll be speaking at the event. And we have as well a silent auction happening. And so we're excited to invite the community to come out to that event. The tickets are $50 a piece, and they can be purchased on our website, wellwiseservices.org, or at our office.
People who are interested in this and are very supportive of what the work that you are doing really should come out and help support this, right, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the quicker, the better to get those tickets.
Correct.
Yeah. And again, how can the cost of the tickets and where can they get the tickets?
Yes. So tickets are $50 a piece, and that includes everything. And they can get them by coming to our office in person to purchase one, or going to our website, which is wellwiseservices.org.
Wellwiseservices.org. And the office in Brooklyn, very easy to find.
Yes. It's at 107 Chicago Street in Brooklyn.
Okay, excellent. Well, much success in this, and hopefully you raise a lot of money for this and for the services that you do provide for through Safe Haven, and to really help out those who really are in need to be able to receive those services, because we certainly don't want those to certainly continue to be in those abusive situations that we talked about. So let's get out and help out with that and purchase those tickets to be able to help support the Safe Haven.
Awesome. Thank you Great. So much.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. My guest has been Ryan Porter, who is the program manager for Safe Haven at WellWise Services there in Brooklyn. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.